Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of The Fast Break. I am your host, no other than Blake Rogers, and I am so happy, man. I'm feeling good, feeling great. If you didn't know, now you know, Almighty Baller has a new partnership with Dash Radio. Check them out. Dash Radio is the biggest broadcasting platform, and Almighty Baller will be the first sports station on Dash Radio. So definitely check them out. I know Tide Creator has shows on there as well, and Snoop Dogg has his own show as well. So Dash Radio, definitely look forward to that in the future. As for now, let's get to the nitty-gritty. I want to talk on the NBA season thus far, Golden State, and a team that nobody's really talking about, but this, you know, you should have concern on this as well. Let's talk about some NFL free agency, dive into that, and, you know, I'm a big John Wall guy, so he should at least be in the MVP discussion. Yeah, I said it. Don't care what you have to say. Actually, I do, because I do respect all listeners, but this is the Fast Break with Blake Rogers, and I really have John Wall up there in the MVP discussion. Okay, well, let's just dive right into it. I want to start off with the Golden State Warriors losing. Yep, that is another L to the Boston Celtics. Let's keep one thing straight here. Boston Celtics, 41-24. And I believe they beat Golden State last year as well. So this has come to no surprise. They have given Golden State problems in the past. They have. This is not a drill. We're not lying about it. They have. And for Boston to beat Golden State, keep in mind, at the Oracle, Golden State is now 2-3 without Kevin Durant. 2-3. And they are now two games ahead of San Antonio for the first place spot. Shocking loss. San Antonio lost to Spurs tonight. Kawhi Leonard 19-2. But let's get back to Golden State. They're 2-3. And I was listening to Nick Wright. He was filling in for Colin Cowherd, and he has a point. Last year, we were saying, you know, Steph is arguably the best player in the NBA, or second best player, you know, to LeBron James. We were saying that last year. Then Kevin Durant comes this year. Steph's not even the best player on his team. He's not even the second best player in the NBA. He's what, top eight? Top five? Maybe top eight around that. He was second last year. And we were saying, well, he's better than LeBron. People were saying that. And obviously he's a back-to-back MVP winner. And I'm not putting this on Steph. That's unfair to do that, but something has definitely happened. It just shows you how much of an alpha male Kevin Durant is. And people say, this was a gamble. And I think nobody took this into consideration that, yo, what if Kevin gets hurt? Kevin has shown to be injured in the past. And yes, you know, he'll be back in the playoffs, but will he be 100%? We've seen when Steph had to take some time off. Yeah, he got heated up, but when it came down to it, fatigue definitely was a factor later in the playoff run. And for you to get rid of Harrison Barnes, yes, Harrison wanted money. I get it. But you could have easily, Kevin Durant, you could have easily avoided that. You didn't need Kevin Durant. The old saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So Golden State, let me ask you this. You went 73-9, and you get rid of the formula? You get rid of the formula. Maurice Spates played a huge role. Harrison Barnes played his role. As much as I did not like Harrison Barnes, as much as I think he wasn't that good, you know what? He proved his value. He proved his value for Golden State because Harrison Barnes is a great two-way player. Not great, a good two-way player, unselfish, and Steph can do the amazing things that Steph does. You're not seeing that from Steph anymore. You know, I believe in what is, what that's happened, what that happened, blah, 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 blah. Bogut, solid 15 minutes from him. Pick and roll guy, bruiser. Why change the formula? Because now you put all your chips in, you got the big four, right? But what if one of the four goes down? And we're seeing it. Golden State is below 500. And yes, it's a small sample size. But keep in mind, they have to play San Antonio twice this year, the rest of the year. And they're both at San Antonio. And we all know how Golden State fares at San Antonio. History has shown that. It's going to be an interesting race. One thing that people aren't talking about, Klay Thompson, the so behold Splash Brother, one of the greatest shooters we have ever seen. Yeah, that guy, 12 for 49 since Kevin Durant has went down from the three-point mark. 12 for 49. Do the math, he's shooting 24% at the three-point line. 24% at three. But we want to bash on Westbrook saying that he's not a shooter. Klay Thompson is a shooter, and he's shooting 24%. I don't remember Reggie going through those spurts. I don't remember Ray Allen going through those spurts. Can we stop being a prisoner of the moment? People were really saying Klay Thompson's a better player than James Harden. I'm still taking Jimmy Butler over Klay Thompson. Sorry. 12 for 49 from the three-point line. Come on. And I know Steph was in a slump. I know he was in a slump. But we can't ignore this from the Splash Bros. In reality, you traded a big chip. You traded your depth, and I'm a huge fan of depth. And you had the three top 15 players in the NBA on the same team. Why get the top four players when you can just even everything out with your balanced nuclear? But hey, Kermit the Frog, that's none of my business. And I do see San Antonio getting that first spot in the West. I do. Only two games behind, I'm taking that. And if the playoffs started today, it'll be San Antonio versus Memphis, Houston versus Oklahoma City, and Golden State versus Denver. I hope it stays 3-6, that Houston-Oklahoma City spot. I know Memphis is creeping up in there. I love to see Houston versus OKC. Whole bunch of points. Next segment here. Let's talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. I bash on the Warriors, and you know I'm a LeBron fan, but when I see facts, I gotta bring out the facts. And the facts are that Cleveland is struggling. Three-game losing streak. Yes, I know they implemented J.R. Smith back tonight. They're getting the rotation going. I get it. You know what? Maybe it's just a chemistry thing, figuring out the new waiver ads, such as Derek Williams and Darren Williams and J.R. Smith coming back. But we cannot deny their defense has been atrocious. Atrocious. Their defense has been bad. People want to talk about, oh my gosh, Cleveland with the most regular season threes. And they needed every three against Atlanta. Final score, 130 to 135. That's bad defense. Another interesting stat. Cavaliers has been outscored 64-19 in the last two games. In the 18 minutes LeBron doesn't play? So you're telling me, in those 18 minutes LeBron doesn't play, the Cavs get outscored 64-19? What? But Kyrie Irving is the best point guard in the league, but that's none of my business. This is a prime example of why Kyrie Irving is not the best point guard in the league. Does he hit big shots? Yes. Is he a great offensive point guard? Yes. What was the problem between Kyrie and what I love so much about John Wall? John Wall has Otto Porter Jr., Markieff Morris as his starters, working with Bogdan Bogdanovic off the bench. And they're sitting third in the East. two games behind Boston, my ad. So can go for that second spot. And they have beaten Boston this year. John Wall elevates his players. John Wall has a roster of average to good pieces. Most of the mediocre players. No great players with him. Bradley Beal is good. He's not great. Put Kyrie Irving on the Washington Wizards. They're a lottery team. Because Kyrie's going to get his. Kyrie's going to get the highlights. But the Cavaliers are outscored 64-19 when LeBron doesn't play in those 18 minutes. And not to mention, the Cavaliers are below 500 when LeBron doesn't even touch the floor. I believe the stat was 2-13 the games are in since LeBron has came back and he doesn't play. Does Kyrie has handles? Oh, yeah. Is Kyrie a likable guy? He's a very likable guy. Is he better than John Wall? Not a single chance. Bash me all you want. We can't ignore this three-game losing streak. LeBron is playing a lot of minutes already. And the rest that he does get, Cleveland slacking behind? That doesn't make any sense. You have to step up. And I know people want to make the LeBron argument, oh, well, he has two All-Stars on his team. Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving. Oh, LeBron has help. Obviously, they're not helping out enough. And people want to talk about the Kobe comparison. Well, Kobe needed Shaq. Kobe needed Rick Fox. Kobe needed Lamar Odom, Paul Gasol, Andrew Bynum. It's called 5-on-5. It's a team game. Case in point, Russell Westbrook. 58 points in a loss. But when Russell Westbrook gets triple-doubles, they win the majority of the time. Which is crazy because LeBron had a triple tonight in a loss against Detroit. And they lost. What do you want this man to do? Let's transition to my John Wall. I kind of went in there single-handedly before. But can we talk about Jay Wizzle? Can we talk about the man? 22-10. That's a guaranteed. Sitting third in the East. And I know Kawhi Leonard had that huge block against Harden to win the game against Houston. I get it. But we were treating Kawhi Leonard like he was Kawhi Leonard. Great player. We're not going to talk about him as much. We talked about more about Boogie Cousins this year than Kawhi Leonard. Yes, he should be in the MVP discussion. But why isn't John Wall? Oh, I know why. Because he plays for the Washington Wizards. That's why. Name me something notable a Washington team has done in the last 20 years. Which is a shame because that's our nation's capital. You figure get more support. I know the Wizards hasn't been, super great historically as a franchise. But can we give John Wall some recognition, please? Top 5 point guard in the league. I'll take that any day of the week. And I'll say that any day of the week. Top 5 backcourt in the league. Me and James from the Almighty Baller Network. Check the show out the waiver wire. So what? Why are we not talking about him? He's doing the same thing as Westbrook. Minus the triple-doubles. Instead of the triple-doubles, he's giving you wins. So why aren't we talking about him? Just put him in the MVP discussion. He doesn't even have to win it. I would like to see him win it. Isaiah Thomas, he can be in there as well. Where is the MVP race heading to? I don't know. I generally do not know where it's going. 1 week is Harden. Then he looked bad. Back-to-back losses this week. Not to mention, highlight block from Gordon Hayward and the Kawhi Leonard block as well. But, where are we going? LeBron, triple-double, but a loss. Three-game losing streak. Westbrook beats San Antonio. That definitely helps him. Kawhi goes 19-2. Not the greatest from MVP guy. I think Kevin Durant was in consideration, but you know what? Guess what? He's out for the rest of the regular season. Where is the MVP race heading? I don't know where it's going. All I know is that John Wall should be in there. And Isaiah Thomas as well. What's up, listeners? Just like to take the time to thank you for listening to The Fast Break. But before we move on to the rest of the show, I just have to ask, do you like daily fantasy? If so, check out the app Draft. Yes, Draft. Get this, your chances of winning on Draft are almost 3 times as better than FanDuel or DraftKings. Yes, 3 times as better. The data shows almost 90% of the players lose on DraftKings, and on FanDuel, over 40% of the money goes to just 1% of the players. If you're not a pro and not spending hours a day on fantasy, you should be playing on Draft. You'll win more often. The facts just show. And to give you even more intrigue to get on the app, use the promo code ABPN. Yes, ABPN. And you'll get a 100% bonus on your first deposit up to $600. Use the promo code ABPN, 100% bonus on your first deposit, promo code ABPN. Look, Draft is simple. No salary cap, no wages, simple, old school snake draft. When it's your turn to pick, it's your turn to play. Draft, smarter play for daily fantasy. Now back to the show. Let me talk about my Miami Heat. We're half a game back. At this point, I guess we'll go for the playoffs. I don't want to make the playoffs. I really don't. I love the Miami Heat. I love what Pat Riley has done. Huge fan. I don't want to make the playoffs. This is a deep draft. And you know what? If we had to play Cleveland in the first round, so be it. That would be great for the fans. It would be great entertainment-wise. Because Cleveland and Miami will always have a history together. They always will, and they always have. One guy that I want to talk particularly about is Waiters County. Not Wade County. Oh no, there's a new sheriff in town. It's Deion Waiters. Let me say this. Deion Waiters has always been capable and proven to score in the NBA. He has. Simple and plain. So you're telling me we lose Dwayne Wade. He wanted, was it $20 million? He went to Chicago for, I believe, a 2-year $20 million. So we get Deion Waiters for 2-year $6 million? And he's roughly putting up the same stats that Dwayne Wade put up the year before he left Miami. Let's go for the stats. Deion Waiters this year averaging about 16 points a game. 4.5 assists. 1 steal. 3.5 boards. That's where you get from Deion Waiters on a, let's say it again, a 2-year $6 million deal. We're paying him about, what, 3 a year. Dwayne Wade, his last year in Miami. 19 points, 4.5 assists, 1 steal, 4 rebounds. We're getting the same guy for cheaper and only 3 points less. And I love everything that Dwayne Wade has done. Obviously, you know, this isn't prime Dwayne Wade. One thing I want to mention that Dwayne Wade played 74 games last year. 74 games out of 82, which is great for Dwayne Wade. You know, there was a point back in 2011, we thought his career was done. We thought Dwayne Wade was going to be over with. We thought it was over. He looked old, rugged, sluggish. So he definitely hit the fountain of youth. But shout out to Deion Waiters, shout out to Pat Riley. This was a great steal on a great value contract. Now, if he keeps up next year, he's going to find himself, you know, bigger money, you know, with the cap rising and everything like that. So, shout out Deion Waiters. Much respect to you. And we'll see what happens with the whole Miami Heat thing. Last but not least, I want to get some NFL talking here. You know, I like to occasionally sprinkle the NFL in there, give my thoughts and takes on everything. Well, I guess we got to start with the big news, right? Brock Osweiler goes to the Cleveland Browns. And I think it's told that Cleveland's trying to get rid of him already. And if not, they're going to cut him. Strangely enough, I don't have a problem with this deal. No. I really don't. If you're Cleveland, like, can we talk for a little bit? If you're Cleveland, I believe they had $100 million cap room. $100 million cap room. Take the $16 million down. You still have the second largest cap in the NFL behind the 49ers, who sit at $97 million. So basically, you're paying $16 million for a second round pick, and you swap your fourth pick for a sixth pick. You know what? I have no problem with that. Why? Because you have the money to do it. Reportedly, they want to release RG3 as well. You know, Brock, I think the saying goes, you know, the grass is not always greener on the other side. I thought Brock was a great fit in Denver. I know Elway wasn't going to pay him that much money. And, you know, in the day, Brock's getting paid wherever he goes. He's getting paid. Me, personally, I thought he had potential. And it's not over yet, but he's not staying in Cleveland. If he can throw well for the Houston Texans in a dome, what makes you think he's going to be able to throw 38 degrees in Ohio? You tell me. It's just not going to work. What I have to say, I see all the wide receivers making their money. Shout out to the wide receivers. I like DeSean Jackson going to Tampa Bay. Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson. Wow, that's going to be nice. And then we have Brandon Marshall going across the street to the New York Giants with Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard. That's nice. Kenny Britt to the Cleveland Browns. Robert Woods to the 49ers. I'm sorry, the St. Louis Rams. I did for myself. All right, I got to start. Sound like DMX. But a lot of people are making money. This reminds me of the offseason where, you know, the NBA last year, where all these, you know, guys are getting paid. Jay Cutler released from the Chicago Bears. Like I said in the podcast on Jay Cutler and how he's, you know, didn't really live up to Chicago's expectations. But he will be signed to a team in the offseason. Don't let that fool you. Mike Glennon is, you know, essentially his replacement. Never been a Mike Glennon guy. Get paid. I guess the question everybody's asking is, where is Tony Romo going? Either the Broncos or the Texans, the Chiefs perhaps. Look, here's my thing on Tony Romo. You're only as good as the games you play. And I know Nick Wright was saying, well, you know, if you got the money, you just do it. No, you just don't do it. Yes, Tony has shown that he's capable of putting up stats. And essentially, they said Dallas was going to cut him, but they want to get something value in return for Tony Romo, which I totally understand that. I do. But if you're the Texans, you know, it's tough. Because obviously, I don't think Tom Savage is the guy. He's not the guy. But do you want to pay Tony Romo's contract just to see if it works out or not? Just to get, what, 6 games out of Tony Romo? I'm sorry. I can't do that. I'd rather put that money elsewhere into a defensive player, offensive lineman. And I know quarterbacks win championships. And I know, well let's go to the stats here. The standards for the quarterback has dropped so bad that it's embarrassing. It's kind of like you're at the bar, you're drinking. All of a sudden, you know, that 5 becomes an 8. I mean, that's the essential of a GM looking for a quarterback in the NFL. I mean, that's essentially it. You're so desperate, you go for anything. Let's go back to 2007. Let's go back the last 10 years. The 2 Super Bowl teams and their quarterbacks. And those standards are, well, let's do the guy that won't turn the ball over and a decent quarterback and he'll make smart plays. The last guy to give you that was Rex Grossman. 2007. Who was Rex Grossman? Like I said, go back to the Jay Cutler podcast. Rex Grossman is an extremely below average NFL player. NFL quarterback has more interceptions thrown than touchdowns. Who was the opposing QB? Oh, Peyton Manning in his prime. Yeah, Peyton Manning. The following year, 2008, New York Giants, New England Patriots, Tom Brady, Eli Manning. Next year, Kurt Warner, Ben Roethlisberger. Next year, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees. Next year, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger. Next year, this is kind of the, this is going to be the outlier. Colin Kaepernick and Joe Flacco. That's the outlier Super Bowl. But next year, Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Peyton Manning, Matt Ryan. So out of those 10 years, the three outlier quarterbacks are Colin Kaepernick, who we thought was great, had a great year, Joe Flacco, and Rex Grossman. The rest, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger. Same quarterbacks. But your standards are, well, let's just get a decent quarterback. No, you don't do that. You go for a home run, and you need a home run. Which leads you to my point with Kirk Cousins, who has now lost DeSean Jackson. Rumor that Pierre Garçon will be leaving as well. Who are you throwing to? I get why you want a long-term deal. I get it. But you better take that $24 million. If they don't believe in you the first time, they're probably not going to believe in you in the second time. And the Redskins GM has been fired, effective immediately. So, obviously the Redskins have no trust in Kirk Cousins. People want to say, well, Blake, Redskins' defense was bad. Yes, their defense was bad. But in the last game of the year, the Redskins held the Giants in check to 19 points. Kirk Cousins put up 13. Oh my gosh, Blake, his completion percentage. He doesn't throw the ball deep. He makes intermediate throws 4 or 5 yards. And they still can't win games? Has Kirk Cousins shown flashes of brilliance? Yes. Do the Redskins believe in him? No. Don't be surprised. Jared Goff gets traded for Kirk Cousins. Sean McVay loves Kirk Cousins. So don't be surprised. And I hate to say it, this last year was going to be the year that Washington was going to make the playoffs. Because this is like a dark time for Washington. It really does. It does. Go for the home runs. Because the same quarterbacks have been putting in the work and making deep playoff runs year by year by year. As always, I thank you for listening to The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. You can find us on almightyballer.com, blogtalkradio.com as well. And like I said, check out Dash Radio. We'll be pairing on the new network in about a couple of weeks. We're in the transition phase right now. Dash Radio is the largest online radio network, so definitely check them out. And we'll be appearing on that soon, the Almighty Baller Radio. As always, I am your host, Blake Rogers. Subscribe on iTunes, on the Almighty Baller Podcast Network. Stay lit.
I've switched a lot of things in my life, but it's never worked out. I switched to being a vegetarian, but ate more bacon than ever. Every time I switch lines at the grocery store, I never pick the fast one. But one thing that totally worked out is I switched to MetroPCS and got a free Samsung Galaxy.
Make the right switch too. Move to MetroPCS and get a free Samsung Galaxy J7 with a huge 5.5-inch screen. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Plus sales tax. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms, and conditions.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man vs. Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
You can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.